拜登总统正在以色列进行访问，他与以色列签订战略伙伴协议，增强国防等方面的合作。他也将会晤巴勒斯坦领导人阿巴斯，之后他将访问沙特阿拉伯。详细情况请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅，
7月14号星期四呢，拜登总统与以色列的总理拉齐德签订了双边的战略伙伴条约，来增强双边的这个战略方面跟国防方面的合作。那么之后呢，举办了联合的记者会。那么在记者会上，拜登总统被问到说，根据美国自己情报界的显示呢，拜登总统将要在沙特阿拉伯会见的这个萨勒曼王储，就是这个下令来杀害记者卡舒吉的这个背后指使人之一。那么对此，为什么拜登总统还要跟他来见面？是否违反他对于所谓的人权是外交政策核心的一个说法？对此呢，拜登总统表示，他在中东之行呢，都会来坚守人权的理念。那同时呢，他也要来顾及这个美国跟盟友们的利益，那么要防止中国以及俄罗斯在中东地区趁虚而入。我们看一下拜登总统在记者会上怎么说。
My views on Khashoggi have been absolutely, positively clear.And I have never been quiet about talking about human rights. The reason I'm going to Saudi Arabia, though, is much broader, is to promote U.S. interest. Promote U.S. interest in a way that, I think we have an opportunity to, reassert what I think we've made a mistake of walking away from, our influence in the Middle East.I'm going to be meeting with 9 other heads of state. It's not just as happens to be in Saudi Arabia. And so there are so many issues at stake that I want to make clear that we can continue to lead in the region and not create a vacuum that is filled by China and or Russia against the interest of both Israel and the United States and many other countries.
拜登总统在以色列期间呢，也同时举办4方会谈，与以色列、印度还有阿拉伯联合酋长国领导人们透过视频的方式进行了会议。那么这个会议的名称呢，叫做 I2U2。拜登总统在会议上呢，特别感谢了印度总理莫迪，还有阿联酋的总统本扎伊德阿勒纳哈扬，说呢，他们透过坚强的合作，把中东地区与印太地区的关键伙伴连接起来。拜登总统并且说呢，现在世界上缺乏透明的基础建设项目，那么未来几年将会跟与会的各国一起来认定并且投资这些基础建设的项目。我们也知道呢，中国的一带一路的这个基础建设项目呢，向来是被美国与盟国认定是缺乏透明度的。那拜登总统中东之行另外一个关注焦点呢，就是在特朗普政府时期退出的伊朗核协议。那么伊朗呢，对于美国提出重返核协议的条件迟迟都还没有回应。对此呢，拜登总统公开表示，美国不会一直等下去。我们看一下拜登总统在记者会上怎么说。
We've laid out for the people, for the leadership of Iran, what we're willing to accept in order to get back into JCPOA. We're waiting for the response. When that will come, I'm not certain, but we are not going to wait forever. With regard to Iran and convincingThe Saudis and others that we mean what we say is we mean what we say. They have an opportunity to accept this agreement that's been laid down. If they don't, we made it absolutely clear. We will not, let me say it again, we will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
以色列总理拉皮德也强调说呢，这个以色列立场就是不会接受伊朗拥有核武。不过他认为呢，这个外交途径已经死亡了。他建议拜登总统呢要放弃用外交途径说服伊朗重返核协议的这个想法。那么拜登总统呢，在星期五的时候将会见巴勒斯坦领导人阿巴斯，之后呢将会前往沙特阿拉伯进行访问。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅的连线报道。